The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy. Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, the person who picks the songs on Love Island is a genius. Who are they? Another Chris Stark Guide to Britain. They're back.
Yeah, I'm buzzing for this to be back, actually. I've done loads of research. Obviously, what we do is we can take a town or a city or a little village, if you want, and we just roll it in glitter for you, slip it into some new lingerie, dress it up all nice so that you can fall back in love with it again. Because sometimes it gets boring, doesn't it? You fall out of love with the place that you used to love so well.
So maybe you are bored of your hometown or city. Email us. We will reignite your love for it. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Oh, and the Who game is back as well. So I'm seeing that Tyson Fury has a special training regime that he's in at the moment.
Oh, we're talking about this, are we?
Well, I'm just quite interested about it, and I thought you might know more. So it's something that he's going to do 7 times a day, and I've just been reading about this. He's going to be doing it until his fight on February the 22nd.
Yeah, this is something to do with, is it lowering the testosterone?
No, pumping up his testosterone.
Oh, pumping up the testosterone.
But then a lot of people are saying that actually makes your testosterone levels go down.
Right, okay.
But he's saying that it'll make them go up, which will give him more power when it comes to fight.
I just love that it's been described as training, to be honest with you. The term training has been used in a very different way here.
Mm.
Now, listen, I'm going to say this with any forms of training. If I was to do anything 7 times a day, it's too much. And that's from eating, sleeping, I don't know, drinking, or indeed what Tyson's choosing to do 7 times a day, Scott.
It is a lot, isn't it?
Too much.
So he's having 6 meals a day, 8 litres of water a day, and 7 of those.
It doesn't feel proportioned, because if he's only having 6 meals, it means at one point between 2 meals, that's twice. Obviously, as
I'm
well.
I'm just wondering, though, if I could, would I?
But here's the thing. He's thinking about it from a testosterone point of view. My only concern would be, surely his eyesight's going to suffer.
That's not a thing.
And in boxing, surely that's important too.
Does it make your eyesight worse?
I thought
there's no, there's nothing to support.
Is there
that.
Anything to back that up? I don't know. I don't know the science.
No, it's not connected to vision in any way.
Have you just Googled that?
Yes. Spending too much time in front of computer screens, that's bad. This won't do anything. That's like an old wives' tale. Hello.
No, but if you introduce carrots at the same time to offset it. So at the same time, not like that. What I'm saying is if you train the way Tyson is, but eat carrots for your dinner, it should balance each. It's like offsetting carbon footprint, isn't it?
Think about it, though. Like, you remember when he came in?
Mm-hmm.
He was running quite late because he was in the toilet.
That's true. And
we were specifically told that.
Yeah, statistically, if it's 7 times a day, then it must have been there or thereabouts when he came to see us. Cause
he's got some noises from that time.
He was with us a while. He did seem distracted. It's very much the modern day fish in a rice cake, isn't it?
Oh yeah, do you remember that guy with that crazy diet?
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Tyson seems way more fun than that.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio
1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Excited to say that the Chris Stark guides are back today. Now, when we did a run of these last year, it was my favourite thing about the show for a while. You know what it's like when you live somewhere, you get bored. You're like, well, I've been to all the restaurants. I've been to, like, all of my town or city has to offer. I've been to all of the shops.
Yeah, you sort of fall out of love with the place that you're from.
Yeah. And then sometimes you can forget that your place where you live is actually great.
Mm.
It's better than you think it is. You take it for granted.
Yeah, the grass isn't always greener.
Exactly. So we've got another listener who wants us to roll their town in glitter and make their town great again. So we're going to do that. What time will we do that today, do you think? 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock. Another Chris Stark Guide to Britain. They're back. But what town will it be? Hi, James.
Hi.
Okay, so you are 22 years of age. Is that correct?
Yes.
and we're about to find out all the lovely details of, well, 9 months before you were born. Are you ready for that?
Not really, but I guess so.
Well, it's good for all of our entertainment, everyone listening. Well done for stepping up, James. It's just going to be a couple of uncomfortable moments of your time, but it's for all our benefit. So thank you for doing this.
No problem.
Honestly, you will feel liberated and better afterwards. That's what all the people say that have been on Where Do You Think They Were. They say to me, Scott, honestly, I was nervous at first, but it's changed my life for the better. That's what they say, isn't it, Chris? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's good to talk.
Okay, so who's telling us the story today, James?
That will be my lovely mother.
And her name is?
Samantha.
Okay, let's introduce Samantha now. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
You looking forward to this, or...?
I think this is going to be so funny.
Okay. How was it for you going back, sort of back through your memories of that time? Has it been enjoyable?
Well, it sort of makes you just feel how old you actually are.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a memorable day.
So this is something, maybe, Sam, that you did then that you wouldn't even think about doing now?
Oh, gosh, if I did it now, I think I'd break a hip.
Wow, this is great news. OK, how are you feeling about that, James?
Not so good.
If your mum did it now, she'd probably break a hip.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I am intrigued to find out what this could be, because this sounds like a spicy one. OK, back to Where Do You Think They Were next.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio
1. Where Do You Think They Were is on Radio 1. James is about to find out all the detail, aren't you, James?
Oh, yeah.
So, Sam, where was James born?
James was born in Cape Town in South Africa.
See, that's lovely to hear where he was born, but obviously we're really here for the conception. Mm. Was that in South Africa also?
Yes, it was.
Now, you knew that, James, did you?
I wasn't too sure of that. I mean, I was born there, but that's it.
Okay, right. Well, I can confirm that you were also made there, but I think we need to start up the sexy music.
Yeah, let's crack on.
All right. OK, Samantha, mother, if you could take us back to where it all started, please.
Well, we were living in a town called Kenilworth, and it was my 30th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And was it a themed party?
Yes, it was.
And what did you go as?
I went as a tart.
Oh, OK, so it's some tarts there, like a tart party. All right, cool. So what does that involve exactly, Sam?
Well, I think it's sort of... dressing up with, like, a bit of a slapper, something out of a really bad Viz comic.
Okay. So what were you wearing on the night?
I was wearing high heels, fishnet stockings, a mini skirt.
Okay. James, how are you now?
Progressing my decision.
Yeah, it's your mum there in fishnets. Anyway, we continue with the story.
I think the bit that possibly will upset James a lot was that his father was also dressed up.
What was his dad dressed as?
He was also wearing fishnet stockings and a miniskirt.
Yes.
And a rather large blonde wig.
Lovely. So you've both gone for it on the fancy dress.
James, did you know any of that?
None of this.
All right. So not just your mother, but your father also in fishnets, wig and skirt. All right. Well, where do we go from there, Sam?
Well, as you can imagine, living in the Cape, we have easy access to the fabulous vineyards there, so we had lots of bubbles to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a bouncy castle in the garden from my older son's birthday party.
Oh, God.
Earlier in the day.
Okay,
so they'd enjoyed it during the day. I take it in the evening when the party's got going that the adults have decided to pile onto the bouncy castle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're going to get to this one quite quick. James, how are you feeling right now?
A bit awkward.
Yeah, can you see where this is going, James? I'm seeing red flags here.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
I mean, if this is what I think it's going to be, then this is a new location for one of these. I think we need to take a break. Here we go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we're talking to Sam. It was the night of her 30th birthday party. And it was a fancy dress party in Cape Town. Lots of adults there, all having good time. Everyone dressed up. Her and her husband dressed in fishnet, skirt and wigs. And for extra entertainment... there was a bouncy castle, am I right, Sam?
You are indeed.
All right, take us through the next bit, if you would.
Well, you know, the nice thing is when you're in Cape Town in February, it is very warm.
Beautiful weather, yeah.
So it became a really good idea to camp out on the Bouncy Castle for the night.
Oh, so you stayed over on the Bouncy Castle, did you?
Yes, it was in my garden, so...
I've never heard of anyone that slept overnight on the Bouncy Castle before.
Normally someone comes and takes it away, don't they? I'd love that. I'd love to have a Bouncy Castle full-time.
Crash out on that at the end of the night. Awesome.
Be wicked. So was it just you two there, or was there lots of you?
Well, eventually it was just the two of us.
Okay. Uh-oh. James, just checking in.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right, Sam, yeah, continue.
Well, as you can imagine, Bouncy Castle's... And one thing led to another, and it was Mummy and Daddy doing Bouncy Bouncy.
Okay.
Really going for it on that one. Oh, James, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it? We all enjoy a Bouncy Castle. Okay. Hello? We all enjoy a Bouncy Castle. You probably not so much anymore.
Mm. No, I don't think I'll look at one the same anymore.
We have never had a where do you think they were on a Bouncy Castle yet, and I'm all for it. Was it comfortable, Sam?
It was fabulous.
I suppose it's like a giant airbed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, or it's a waterbed without the risk of the water, so it's best of both worlds.
I bet you got quite a rhythm going there, actually.
Let's just say leave it up to imagination.
All right. You now know where you were made, James.
Yeah.
On a Bouncy Castle in Cape Town.
Not what I expected at all.
No? You had no idea about the castle there?
No. Oh. I was hoping it was going to be something boring.
Well, that's what they all say. I mean, everyone just hopes it's going to be in the bed. But no, you were definitely made on a Bouncy Castle. Sam, you're a legend. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was brilliant.
James, not so much. I'll let you go and process what's just happened. All right, James.
Yeah.
That's a new one on me. We've had orchestra pits, bushes, cars, never a Bouncy Castle. I think there was a ferry at one point, but never a castle. Apparently I'm saying Bouncy Castle in a really weird way, and it's doing people's nutting. Like Bowie the plumber in Leicester.
Is it the way you're saying Bowie?
Bouncy.
Bouncy.
Bouncy. Right, so... Come on, there must be a small part of you, even if it's a little tiny part, that must be intrigued to know where you were made. It's a question that maybe you've never had over the dinner table with your parents, but we could change that.
Yeah, I know on the face of it you'll go, no, I definitely don't. But listen, we all watch horror movies, don't we? Because there's something slightly sick inside our head that makes us want to watch those things. Mm. And this is what we're offering you here. We're offering you the chance to come on and hear how you were made. What a wonderful thing. And also, it's a celebration. Come on, you would not be here today if it wasn't for that special moment.
And guess what, guys? Yes, you do. You get a sticker that says, I found out where I was made on Radio 1. You can put it on your phone. You can put it maybe...
On your CV.
On your CV, on the window of your car. It says that. That's the text. And then it's our little heads, and we're the sperm. Yeah. It's like our little heads there on sperm.
So that's cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
What one of them?
And we'll also add you to the show's Wikipedia page. We will do that. We'll get around to that. So if you'd like to come on air and find out the story of your conception and hear your mother say things like this...
And one thing led to another, and it was Mummy and Daddy doing Bouncy Bouncy.
Then get in touch. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Leave your details on there. We'll get in touch and we'll do the rest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It seems you guys really enjoy this part of the show. It's the Who game on BBC Radio 1. Sometimes things are left in the past and we forget about them. That's what this game is all about. Drag up something from the corner of your mind and give it a massive Who! It's me, Chris, and a bunch of the Radio 1 listeners. We go round and round and round until someone runs out of Who's or that flipping timer appears. Let's play the game. Okay, can I start?
Yep. You go for it.
Calm down, dear. It's only a commercial.
But Who was that? Michael
Winner.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down, dear. It's a commercial.
Sadly, not here anymore. But,
no. Great adverts, though.
But amazing adverts. I'm going to go for... Do you remember these guys from The X Factor? They're called Ant and Seb.
Hello!
Are they...
Come on, move your body.
Oh, I used to play this. Hang on, I've got it here.
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. Deep.
Come on, move your body.
I try to concentrate, a man wants to explore.
I love them. They're still great.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Line one, who's that and where are you?
Hi, I'm Suzanne and I'm from Denham in the Scottish Borders.
Oh, hello, the Borders. Look at you, straddling two countries.
Yes.
Okay, can I have your who, please?
Covering school books in wallpaper. Who?
Yes.
Why?
Everyone did this.
Yeah. Line two, who's that?
Hi, it's Stefan from Newcastle.
Yes, please.
Baby G watches.
What are they?
Good who?
Baby G.
Yes.
They were the little plastic watches that looked like more robust than what they actually were.
Yeah, yes. They weren't robust, were they? Line three, who's that?
Hey, it's Maya from Essex.
Go on, Maya.
Power Rangers.
Oh. Favourite Power Ranger?
Oh, I don't have one. I didn't really watch them. I hated them.
Yeah. All right.
I hated them. Okay, fair. This one was inspired by you and something you said the other day, and I wrote it down.
Okay.
Getting pins and needles.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we were on a train or something, and you were like, oh, I've got pins and needles.
I've got bad pins and needles. Sometimes I do it for pleasure, though.
Yeah.
Like, I keep my leg in an uncomfortable position a bit more.
It is quite a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like sometimes... Also, you can do it with your arm as well, can't you? You can sit on your arm.
The old arm trick there.
It's like it's not your arm anymore.
And it's really good, actually.
The dead hand gang. Ho!
Okay, you.
My go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you'll get this one, but some people listening will. Rush goalie. Ho!
Nope.
Just used to be rules at school when you'd be in goal.
See that going right over there. Suzanne!
Fist bumps.
Got to be honest, my personal trainer still does a fist bump at the end of every session. Good session, dude.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
And you're like, thanks, dude.
I'm never comfortable with it. Stefan!
David Sneddon off of Fame Academy.
I saw Sneddon last year. Cool story.
Yeah.
Maya!
Fruit winders.
Yeah, I used to have these for my lunch every day.
Yep.
What are they?
They were sweets that were like fruit and it was good for you.
That's what I mean. It was made with actual fruit. Fruit winder things. No, they'd like wind right up.
Right, let's take a break. We're back with the Who Game in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who Game on BBC Radio 1. It's a bunch of callers from around the UK versus me and Chris. We'll keep going until someone runs out of Who's, rarely happens, or the timer means we've got to wrap it up. Let's continue. Cream egg, how do you eat yours?
Is that still on?
The
catchphrase.
So. Yes?
I'm going to go Vicky Pollard. No, but yeah, but no, but no, but yeah, but no, but.
Yeah, but new, but yeah, because I live at home with Shelley and she could be my mum, but she might be my sister. I'm not sure. Maybe she's both.
Yeah, but no, but.
I was watching Little Britain the other day and it's so like, it's I can't believe some of the stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Suzanne?
Sea monkeys.
Yeah, what are sea monkeys?
Little fish.
But aren't they the ones that spurt out little bits as well?
I don't know.
No, that's sea cucumbers.
What are sea cucumbers squirting out?
Sea cucumbers are something like, if you tickle them, they go off. Let me get this confirmed for you guys.
What are you on about? And how do you know this?
Because I remember seeing them before. Bear with. Now.
Oh. I've just looked them up.
Yeah, something like they've when they get
single,
excited.
They've got a single gonad.
But hang on.
Just the one.
I don't know what to Google for this, because there's a sea creature that when you stroke it, it goes off.
Should we take our phones off Wi-Fi for this, maybe?
Sea cucumber. I'm sure it was on Jackass or something. They found a load of them and... Yes, the sea cucumber's natural defence. That's the YouTube I want. So when the sea cucumber is handled...
Stuff comes out of it.
Yeah. I'm just getting this confirmed. So basically, the sea cucumber is a sea creature that sort of secretes some kind of... I don't know what you call it. When it's feeling stressed.
Yeah, when they think they're going to be attacked, they spurt out like sticky stuff.
That's not the sea monkey. So actually, we're on a completely separate conversation now. So carry on.
Stefan!
Sorry.
What's wrong, Stefan?
Well, sorry, I'm just laughing. It's okay, I'm composed.
What, is it about the sea cucumber?
The sea cucumber, peas and needles, it's all going off here.
It is, isn't it?
Anyway.
Stefan, back to the game. Yes, Stefan.
Yes, the National Lottery hand. It could be you.
Maya.
Oh, Steve.
Whoa, there goes the timer. We've got to be quick. I know you are, but who am I? Off the score.
Sokatoa. It's a maths thing.
Suzanne.
People.
Stefan.
Cleopatra coming at you.
Maya.
Go for it, advance.
Lamonge.
Follow Friday.
Spam fritters.
And that's it. We are out of time. But we all learnt some new who's today. Suzanne, Stefan, Maya, thanks for playing.
News,
please. This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Just after three, another Chris Stark Guide to Britain. They're back. Do you remember when he told you all about Cardiff?
I walk around town and you'll say shamai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or
Chidgey.
You won't
see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Rod. Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Another listener's been in touch and they want us to make their town great again. We've got you sorted.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Libby.
Hello.
How's your day?
Yeah, it's going okay. I'm not very well, but it's okay.
Okay.
You guys have cheered me up.
Oh, thank you. We try. Now, I hear that you're currently learning the lines for Oliver.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, where's that on?
It's on at the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds.
Okay, are you a musical theatre student, darling?
I am indeed, yes.
Yes, drama school.
So what's your role in Oliver?
I play his mum. So he doesn't have much to say. I have some other characters as well, but I have to open up the show by giving birth, which is something I've never done before.
Oh, wow.
Well, how old are you?
I thought he was an orphan.
I'm 18.
You're 18, okay, and you open up the show, open up Oliver by playing Oliver's mum and giving birth.
Yeah, two things I've never done.
And what is your inspiration for that, seeing as you've never actually done it yourself?
I think I have to watch a lot of Casualty. There's always some, I don't know, scary birth in there somewhere. Or
I love
called
that.
Midwife, maybe.
To rehearse for Oliver, I'm going to watch episodes of Casualty. To be honest, there is a lot of childbirth in that.
Yeah, and it's always on a falling building or something like that, something a bit crazy.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
I don't know how I could deal with that, because, you know, with acting, if the very first bit of the show is, and it's so quiet, the curtains open, it's quite intimidating, the crowd, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I would find singing hard enough, but to have to try and go straight into birth mode would be tricky. I can't imagine.
My thing's not laughing on stage. I really struggle to not laugh.
Yeah. Okay, here's a tip. Watch One Born Every Minute. Oh, no, do you actually see...
Oh, I noticed that is really scary.
Yeah.
It's so graphic.
It is very graphic, yes. So the first thing the crowd will hear is you screaming, probably. Also,
yeah.
I know that you've got the biggest crush on Lewis Capaldi ever.
Yeah, I honestly do. It's really, I love him so much.
Well, you've put
and
it out there now.
Everyone, like, borders me now because I talk about him all the time.
It's out there. It's in the universe. You know he listens to this show a lot. He loves this show. He's often on it.
Yeah.
Could well be listening right now. Do you know what I've noticed with him? He's a proper lurker. Have you noticed this on Instagram, right? Whenever you put something up on stories, I always see his little face on the logo at the bottom. You know where it says seen by on stories?
He's
always watching.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, but Libby would kill for that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd like cry probably.
You would cry if Lewis Capaldi saw your story.
I think so.
Also, yeah, good point well made by a lot of people. Lol that Chris thinks orphans don't have a mother. Yeah.
No, oh, come on. What I'm saying is, in the show, is it necessary to have the childbirth? Can we not skip forward a few steps?
She literally died straight after. It's like birth, death.
Oh, fun. So. All right, right. Here's bangers then to cheer us all up after that conversation. Smooth.
It's a bop.
It's a bop. Usher.
A bop.
Caught up.
Can't imagine it on Oliver though.
No.
Or drama school students doing this. Called up. mine's a bop too. My banger choice is this.
Oh.
Banger. This is Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
So it's a straight choice between Usher or Burj Khalifa.
Goodness me, they're both really good. This is hard. Having a little dance there.
Yeah.
Should we play both of them? No, can't do that.
No, I can't play both.
It's going to have to be Chris, I'm afraid. Okay. I'm sorry, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. You know what it is. Black and yellow,
black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Follow the Premier League with the Football Daily Podcast. We've got the latest news, analysis and big name guests as the season progresses. And special episodes from inside some of the Premier League's biggest clubs.
He ain't done a tap since he's been there.
You're 18 years old and you're being paid 100k a week.
Football Daily. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
I'd totally forgotten that song even existed.
I love it. Reminds me of the Super Bowl one year.
Where's Khalifa? Why? Was he doing it?
I think wasn't the song connected with a team. I seem to remember that.
You forget Wiz Khalifa. He was on See You Again as well.
Yes.
Big song. A winner, I think, today. Deserved. That was Black and Yellow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What town or city will be under the spotlight today on our Chris Stark Guide to Britain? Do you remember when he gave you a guide to Hull in Yorkshire?
Visit Bransholm, once voted Europe's biggest council estate. Go visit...
Hang on, that's not a tourist attraction per se, is it?
Well, it's...
Have you been there, Becky?
I think I've been through it. I've driven through it.
It's huge.
It's just houses.
Right, so you're just recommending houses.
Yeah, but it's Europe's biggest. So okay. Anything that's big like that is worth seeing, isn't it?
All right, cool.
Go visit Britain's smallest window.
I think I might have missed that one.
At the George Hotel. Or Flock. As many people do, to go see the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
See, before that, she didn't know about the smallest window or the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
Exactly. Hull, what a place.
Right, you see? Like, places that you just take for granted, we shine a light on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Frankie!
Hi.
Where would you like the guide on, please?
Western Supermare.
Is this where you live?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so you're not a visitor, you've just maybe fallen out of love with your town a bit and you want to fall back in love with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? You can get tired of the place that you live in.
You just take it for granted, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And then you hear all the negative things and that just makes things worse. Like, I'm sure you've heard some awful things about Weston-super-Mare, haven't you?
Yeah, what have you heard, Frankie?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got the most rehab centres in, I think, Europe, I think I've heard at some point. And I mean, that kind of makes everyone think, oh, no, I don't want to go there. And it used to be the height of tourism in like the 50s.
Did it?
Yeah, I mean, we have like...
How do you know that?
The pier and... Well, just from seeing like photos.
The thing is, right, you do see like old footage from the 50s and 60s of people in very conservative bathing suits.
Women and men with moustaches.
Yes.
Going into the sea. And...
But they look like they're having a great time.
Yeah, whereas no one really looks like they're having fun anymore.
Back in the 60s, this is before anyone went abroad. No one went abroad before 1962. So you had to go to Filey, to Morecambe, Skegness, Largs. The British seaside, it was a thing. People used to lap it up.
Frankie, you're doing something great for Western Supermare here as well. Obviously, they're all going to be listening. They being the people of Western Supermare, people like yourself,
WSM.
Your friends, family. And of course, the tourist board of Western Supermare. I'm sure they'll be listening. And that's the point of these guides, is it's a handy thing that, I don't know, they can sort of slap it on the website and that. And then if people want to visit Western Supermare, there's a handy guide.
So listen up, everyone from Western, and take note of the Western Tourist Board, please. A guide to Western Supermare for Frankie is coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we're back with Frankie. So would you say that Western Supermare doesn't have a great reputation, Frankie?
No, definitely not.
I know what you're thinking. It's just loads of people in Novas and Saxos playing music really loud in baseball caps.
Yeah, definitely.
People in highly flammable tracksuits. That's what you think at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that is not the case, as you're about to find out. Here is your Chris Stark guide to Western Supermare.
Western Supermare is a beautiful seaside town in North Somerset. It's no surprise Super is in its middle name, famed for its girt, lush, golden sand beaches and lively resort atmospheres. People flock here to holiday in their thousands. Everyone looks beautiful on the sun-kissed beach of Western Supermare. You won't find any dogs here. They're banned. The place really is a little slice of heaven on earth. But why are the people of Western having a mayor? You might well ask. Well, actually, they're not. Mare is actually Latin for sea. Did you know that?
No.
A town seeped in tradition. There is evidence in the local area of occupation since the Iron Age. Some people do say, in many ways, not a lot has actually changed since then. But in the 19th century, however, it became a recognised seaside resort and was connected with local towns and cities by a railway. Two piers were built to cope with the demand. Despite being ravaged by fire, the Grand Pier came back stronger in 2010 and is now regarded as one of the UK's most pleasurable piers. And what pleasure you can have, Scott. Enjoy the many hundreds of arcade games, or come and have a truly horrific time at the House of Horrors. The Grand Pier has been the backdrop to many events on the beach, most notably, arguably the greatest festival in the world, T4 on the Beach. This one-day music extravaganza would see the world's greatest artists descend on Western Supermare. Everyone from Girls Aloud to Awesome, the Pussycat Dolls.
They went to Western.
Yeah.
To Rooster.
Rooster. Yes.
Song. Yes, Western has seen many musical legends. From... We go again.
Oh, another one.
There's more. From Mika... Big girl, you are beautiful. To Mucho Bueno. Sophie Ellis Baxter. To Simon Webb. This is actually a blues song. We did have solo ones as well. Now, sadly, T4 was axed in 2013.
Is there anything good coming up about Weston?
Yeah, there's loads. Right. Did you not just hear some of the artists that have performed there?
That was in the past. Frankie needs something to look forward to.
But famous people don't just turn up, perform and leave. Some are born there and then leave. John Cleese of Fawlty Towers and Jeffrey Archeroff of Perjury are a couple of the town's recognisable births. But it's not just A-list celebrities that you'll find around Weston. There's some colourful characters in the town centre that are famous in their own right. People such as the baseball cap-wearing gentleman who used to go around the town pretending to be on Radio 1.
What?
I've done some digging into this, and we think he may have actually presented the original dance anthems a few decades ago, and now just wanders the town.
Dave Pearce?
I wasn't going to name him.
Oh.
But we're after a baseball cap-wearing DJ... walking around Weston Supermare pretending to be on Radio 1.
Frankie, do you know who Dave Pearce is?
No, but I think I know who you're talking about. I think I've seen him wandering around.
Right. OK. He used to be on Radio 1. He did the original Dance Anthem show.
Oh, OK.
How old are you?
22.
Yeah, you won't remember him.
Yeah, but you've seen him wandering around town pretending to be on Radio 1.
What, still now?
Yeah.
Dave Pearce.
He wears, like, a brightly coloured jacket.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually, doesn't
and
it?
And always a cap on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be him.
What's he doing walking around Weston saying he's still on Radio 1?
I don't know, yeah, it kind of happens when you leave here, doesn't it?
That's going to be me, isn't it?
Yeah. okay.
Wandering around some provincial town. Hello. What do you do? I'm on Radio 1. No, Scott, you left 10 years ago. No, I didn't. I'm on. I'm on every day, 1 till 4. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. Another local legend is the old lady with mad hair who used to feed the birds in the town centre. These people and others really embody this special town. And put the super into Supermare.
I think we all need a break here. Can we, Frankie, yeah. Frankie, you're out to break.
Yeah. That's perfect.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Frankie, have you learned anything about Weston yet, your hometown?
I didn't realise Jeffrey Archer was from around here.
Apparently so.
All right, shall we continue?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's go.
And what else to do in Weston Supermare? What about the annual Weston Beach Race? Every year, the beach is turned into a giant dirt track. So instead of riding on the boring normal roads, why not come down to Weston, where you can always take the dirt track instead? How about a visit to the helicopter museum? Or why not visit the carrot-shaped landmark in the centre of town? Whilst there, you could pop into the omelette bar. There's something called an omelette bar in the centre of town, which I've never heard of before. I assume it's like a bar.
Yeah. Right.
Serves omelettes.
Frankie, any intel on that?
I think it's like a cafe.
Oh. Mm.
But they call it an omelette bar, which is an odd one, isn't it?
Like a diner, almost.
Do they sell drinks?
Yeah.
What, like alcoholic drinks?
Which you can have booze and an omelette. That's weird.
No, I think like it's like tea and coffee and things like that.
Or do they name the omelettes after cocktails? eggs on the beach, it's, that kind of thing.
It's not a bar, that's false advertising, but anyway.
Long, hard eggs against the wall.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
What about the nightlife? You can head to the Loft, Club Vision. However, a word to the wise, if you end up in Caesars, it might not be the type of salad dressing that you're expecting.
What does that mean?
If you fancy a bit of rough, head to Vinny's. It can be a little scary at times, but it's great for karaoke. What a place this is, Frankie. Superhuman, some might say. Is it a turd? Is it plain? No. It's Weston Supermare.
And that is your guide to Weston.
That was so good.
Was it, though?
I mean, if you don't want to go to Vinny's, then don't come, really.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I'm just throwing out the information there.
Have you been there?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Good?
Yes, it's a laugh. You have to have a couple on board before you... win, but
here's the thing, we can only do so much with these guides, and that's, you know, it's what's available in the town. We can't just make things up.
No.
And you've always got Bristol, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get a lot of sort of people my age, they'll just go, oh, we're going out in Bristol. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, but not anymore. Now they've heard this guide.
Well, exactly.
What you've done today, Frankie, is something astonishing for Western Supermare, because you're going to have all the people from Bristol going, right, night out in Western, let's have it.
Yeah, they are.
Prinks at the omelette bar.
Yeah, definitely.
So job done.
Sorted.
Frankie, I hope you enjoyed your guide to Western Supermare. It's great to have the guides back.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? A lot of people are saying, people that live in Western Supermare saying, frighteningly accurate, that guide, Chris. So well done.
Yeah, spike in tourism inbound, I think.
Oh,
people
it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think people have forgotten about it, but I think they'll be flocking back. You watch this summer.
Absolutely.
People are like, no, I don't want to go to the Canary Islands, actually.
I want to go to Western Supermare.
No, actually, no, I'm not going to Thailand. No. Dubai, be off with you. I'm going to Western.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Love Island last night. This is a plot spoiler, but it sort of isn't, because it's kind of like it's all out over social. It's hard to avoid. And to be honest, from what I could see, not loads of people liked him. But that dude Ollie left the Love Island villa last night.
3 days.
3 days. Whatever the reason, whatever. But anyway, I was watching it last night, and the song they played in the background when he left was so emotional, and it got me thinking, like, who is this artist? I'd never heard of this song before, so I Google searched the lyrics to it. So I was listening to the lyrics, and it's, to be honest, it wasn't that sad an event, but it just made everything so much sadder because it was the right choice of music.
I heard that he was going, these guys are my brothers, and it's like, it's been 3 days actually, but yeah.
But over Bass Hunter or something, it wouldn't be emotional,
no.
Right?
However, put a bit of emo music under anything and it can be emotional.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, he's not even been there very long. He's decided to leave for whatever reason. Just shows you, right? With a bit of the right music, even someone that could be a prize bell, okay? They leave the villa and it makes you feel sad.
Absolutely. So I searched for this song because I was like, God, this is so emotional. I needed to add it to, like, I've got like a chilled playlist.
Sure. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I mean, everyone would have been this, who was watching it last night, would have been this in this position.
It?
Yeah, I would like to hear it. Here's the thing. Who chooses the music for Love Island? Because they've got power, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember last year? They don't tell the artist. Remember the last series? Maisie Peters, our mate Maisie. Her songs were played a lot. Same as Becky Hill. But they don't give the artists a heads up. So Maisie Peters, like, Twitter and Instagram is blowing up going, you're on Love Island now, and they don't know about it.
It's like, bam, you're on the biggest show on TV. And that's the thing with this Mipso. Last night, I quickly went on their Twitter because I found the band, named Mipso, went on their Twitter. They haven't written anything about it. They're just this small band by the looks of it, doing a tour in, I think, somewhere in America. And, like, they don't know what a moment this song is creating.
I'm fascinated to know who does the music for that show, because they're very clever, because they pick these songs, like, from nowhere, songs that nobody really knows. So, should we play the song? A little bit of it?
Yeah, just have a little listen to
okay.
it. You'll hear what I mean.
See, I didn't see it last night, but I can imagine. So, yeah, I've made a decision, and I've decided I'm going to leave the villa.
Maybe in 10 years you'll call me on your telephone, wondering if I'm all alone. Remember how we knew each other in 10 years? Everyone's been
it's not like been easy, guys. You're like my brothers. So.
It's not going to be the same without. Why am I not doing the posh voice? It's not going to be the same without
you. It is
man.
What it is.
I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child.
Oh, I see.
It's mad how a song can change things.
Absolutely.
Though,
the thing about people is they change when they walk away.
Oh, I see. It's perfect.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday from 1, and we are crowning Britain's biggest mug.